Hey, it's Azure Friday. We're talking to Corey from the Virtual Machines team. Hello.
Hello, hello.
So we talked a little bit about, is it Hyper-V in the sky, mm-hmm. and how virtual machines work, and I remoted into my machine. So
great.
This is, and we can actually see here, the, I suppose giving people my port number is a bad idea.
Yeah, they're going to hit you right now.
Yeah, I'll change that.
We talked about a secure password. I hope it's there.
I would need to fix that
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So that's my virtual machine.
Right.
And I am running Windows Server 2008. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like
8 years old.
It's what I knew.
This is what came out when you started working.
No,
or
no, no.
When you
this is not too old. Okay.
We did just release 2012 R2, so we're now two generations ahead of this. Just to be clear, and it's in the gallery.
That's a valid point.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay. Sorry. Go on.
That's okay. So if I go here into I'm going to actually do it like this. If I go into my computer,
mm-hmm.
I thought I was pretty clever here, and I want you to tell me if I did this right.
Yeah.
So we've got three disks going on
yeah,
here.
Great.
Okay.
Yep.
The C drive, that's the one that I got when I said new virtual
Correct.
Machine.
Correct. And you'll see we default that to 127 gig, just because in some ways we want people to put a second disk on there. And so we sort of, you can add a
disk. Make it a little
bigger.
Small
yeah,
on purpose.
Correct.
What's this? Temporary storage.
Yeah, great question. So the temporary storage here is it ends up being sort of scratch space is what we effectively call it. The biggest reason why we want a temporary storage, it's where the page file for Windows goes. It's where the swap space for Linux
That's
goes.
That's clever.
Yeah. So the idea being is that this is on a local disk. These end up being any disks you attach, including the OS disk, are actually technically network disks in storage, right? So the reads and writes are going to your storage VHD. We wanted to make sure we had a local one that had a little bit faster response and also was more protected from any sort of network glitches. That's why the page file.
Okay,
goes
so that seems like a really significant thing. I just want to make sure I understand. That C drive is a VHD, because
yep.
this is Hyper-V in the sky.
Correct.
And that's not, that C drive is really on a share somewhere
Correct.
in Azure
it's
storage.
It's triplicate copied in Windows Azure storage. Yep.
Okay. That is a real disk.
That's right. That's
real
right.
spinning Rust
That's right.
or SSD, doesn't matter.
Today, it's spinning, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I thought to myself...
And it doesn't matter, though.
It doesn't. Well, it's funny. Yeah. I was talking with a cloud architect at a large cloud company, and he was presenting about how he wanted to move from spinning Rust to SSD in the sky.
Yeah.
And he was looking at it from a measurement perspective. He's like, well, it costs $1 for this much or $3 for that, but I get
right.
10 more performance.
Right.
And then one of the audience members was like, well, SSDs crash a lot, and you know,
and the cloud life. Shouldn't matter.
And he's like, well, I'm renting it.
That's exactly. It's the cloud.
Like
it doesn't matter.
If that's your problem.
That's right.
That's Corey's problem.
That's right.
You get paged or
yep.
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I do. I do get paged. The one actually important thing to talk about for that temporary storage that's key mm-hmm. is that it is tied to that physical box. So one of the things that we're able to do that is sort of one of the things I really love about virtual machines, if this physical machine, like you just said, dies, if mm-hmm. it crashes, whatever, the disk dies, the platter blows up, whatever it may be,
right.
because these are stored off in Windows Azure storage and triplicate copied there, we can just reboot you somewhere else. And that's actually what we do. So physical machines die, we just take them out of rotation and we move all your running disks over to another box and just start you back up, right? And so people don't, in some cases, people don't even notice. It's 5-10 minutes, it's quick, so on and so forth. But that temporary storage is tied to the box because it's a physical disk, right? And so if you put, for example, you put your database on that temporary storage, you're going to lose it sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
If you are approaching it that way, you need to make sure you're handling your own replication. If you put it on these main disks, we take care of that for you. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Now that I have the knowledge that it exists,
yes.
can I use it if I'm deploying a solution on Hyper-V?
You can.
Like if I'm making a lot of temporary files,
you
or
can.
Let's say I'm putting log files
you can.
There.
Yep. In fact, the SQL Server temporary file goes there. And so all of anything that you want for like a local cache or a temporary file, you can put there. The interesting thing is your latency will be better on that disk,
mm-hmm.
but your actual IOPS, your IO per second, will probably be faster on the storage back disks.
Really?
Which is kind of an interesting misunderstanding that a lot of people have,
mm-hmm.
because this is backed by physical disks, but it's backed by, you know, 1 to 4 physical disks based on what size you are.
Right.
Which means your IOPS are sort of limited by how fast the head on the disk is moving. When Windows Azure Storage, it's backed by thousands of disks,
mm-hmm.
right? And so there's no physical head limitation there, right? And so for IO per second, the remote disks in Windows Azure Storage are going to be better
really?
Than that local disk.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So
yeah.
if I have a website maybe that I'm running in Virtual Machine, it might be reasonable to put temporary logs there.
Yeah, definitely.
But
definitely.
Don't count on it. Oops. I tried to do my magnifier trick, and now I've done it remotely.
Uh-oh. You know why this didn't work is because you're running on 2000. 8 R2.
I know. See, now you're making me feel like I need to upgrade.
2012 R2 works a lot better.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Although I still can't find the disk manager there, so this is probably better here.
So what I did was, you said IOPS. I have some number of allocated operations.
Yep.
I don't know. Is there a number? Is it 500?
Yeah, 500 per disk. 500 per disk that you attach. That's right.
Okay. Is that a good number? I don't know what that means.
So, I mean, it depends. It really depends on what type of work you're doing. For just sort of a local disk, like a disk that's maybe in this laptop, it's a very good number. I think that, and so it depends on the type of workload you're doing. We feel good about it. I think that there's also room for us to improve and offer more over time. But mm-hmm. I think for just sort of your standard and for the cost that you get for those disks, 500 is a good number. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when and if SSDs start showing up in the Azure cloud, we would just see those numbers just improve.
Correct. That's right.
I won't have to do
anything.
That's
right. And the nice thing is that you'll end up seeing those numbers improve as just part of different deals or different sort of sizes that we offer, right? Mm-hmm. And so that will just come out as those sizes come out.
So I figure to myself, if I get 500 on the C drive, that I probably don't want the operating system to be competing with the database. So I made a separate disk, and I put the database on that.
Yes, correct.
This is a tiny disk. It's like a little MySQL database. It's 5 gigs.
Yep, that's perfect.
Is that right?
That's exactly right. We see people, for SQL Server, we see people do similar, but then they also have a log disk as well. So you may want to have sort of a SQL disk, a log disk, and then your OS disk. And then it really maximizes, again, because now you're saying, great, now it's actually 1,500 IOPS across those three disks, right? Mm. And so your OS kind of can just take care of that OS disk, but then your logs and your data disk, you can even span it across more disks, right?
How many disks can I have?
So it's based on your size. So extra large is 16, and you can go back from there. So extra large is 16, large is 8, medium is 4, and so it goes all the way back. And so if you're running an extra large, you can go up to 16 disks.
So 8,000.
Technically. That's right.
And I suppose people do and can.
We do see people do that. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then, 8,000 is a very good number for a lot of these workloads.
How do I resize that if I start filling up? How do I make that 10?
Yeah, so it's a great question. There's a few options that you have, right? One is actually you just create another disk and attach it and then move it is one option,
and then
right?
Detach the old
one. Correct. If you sort of want to keep the uptime, that's in some ways a better way to go. The other option you do is you can actually detach it, and there's a way to do it through storage where you can actually increase the disk size, and then you have to go back into Windows and increase the VHD size. It's a little bit
cumbersome. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So take the blob,
make
it bigger.
Exactly.
Then they take the VHD inside the blob and then make it bigger.
And it's sort of the reason why it's a little bit, it's a two-step process is sort of revealing.
Sense.
Yeah, it reveals the details of the technology, right? There's a blob and then there's a VHD within the blob and you have to resize both.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
That, I get that now.
Yeah.
All right, so then last question is, if I go into the Azure portal here and say attach, I have a choice to attach a disk or attach an empty disk.
Right.
So a disk would be one I could upload.
Correct. Upload, or maybe you created it. This is also a common, we see a lot of people when they're debugging VM problems, they attach the OS disk from another VM as a data disk to this working VM.
Ooh.
So like for the longest time, I had a debugger VM set up in my account, where anytime I had issues, this was before we released actually, so I typically had to debug a bunch of things, I would always have that ready to go to attach sort of those disks and look at them offline.
Okay.
So that's one way. Yep.
So if I'm going to make an empty disk here that's 2 gigs, host cache preference.
It's the capability that we have in the host. We have an additional set of disk space that we use in the host if you want us to cache things for you. Typically for database workloads, we typically say don't put a cache on there. It's because of that IOPS conversation I had before, right? So the network performance is typically better. Yeah, so like if you're using a database or a log file, we actually recommend you don't put a cache on here and just let it go straight through. You'll get better IOPS if you do that because, again, Windows Azure Storage is back.
So look at that.
Uh-oh.
So I got an error.
What did I tell you?
Too many data disks because I'm running extra small.
Okay, there you go.
It's an extra small.
It's an extra small.
It's very, very small.
Okay.
So it
says, do we not pay you enough?
Is this I'm really cheap.
Okay, I see.
And I really don't want it.
So I see.
could I, if I went in here and made it bigger?
Yeah, you could.
How many disks would I get?
I mean, so you could go small gives you the 2, so it gives you one more. So go ahead and add that. Or you can go to medium.
Small gives me 2.
Yeah.
So I hit save. It's going to restart, though. So I hit save.
Yep.
What happens over here?
This will actually shut down and reboot.
Okay.
Yeah. The main reason is because we have to give you new virtual hardware. So what we're doing is, in the background, we're saying, great, you have this size. See,
yep,
there you go. We
logged
you off, right? So you have this size. We actually want to give you this size. So we're going to recreate that virtual hardware and then reboot you. Again, because those disks are in Windows Azure Storage, they end up sticking around. In this situation, that temporary disk we talked about would be wiped. So it would be reset in this situation.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going to come back and have part two of this, and we're going to dig more into that data disk when I've come back to have a small.
A small and ready to roll.
Awesome. Very cool. It's Azure Friday.
Mm-hmm.